Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, as we open your word, we ask the Holy Spirit to come forward to bring to us knowledge, Father, and to open our hearts and minds to be receptive so that we can walk stronger, straighter with the Lord Jesus Christ and with your word, Father, in our hearts. Now, Father, be with us throughout this evening, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. This morning, we went through the first three chapters of the Gospel of John. We all know there's a whole lot there. John is actually my favorite book of the four Gospels. There's a lot of things in John that you and I need if we're going to make heaven our home. And a lot of it is not taught in most of our churches. It may be read over, but they never teach on it. That's why so many of them don't really know and understand about being born again. What it is, what it does for you, and what it means to you. But we're going to be moving on now. This evening I'm going to be starting here with chapter 4. And we'll probably finish it and maybe get a little further than that. But anyway, beginning here with verse 1. Says, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John. Do you know Jesus, the only ones that he baptized was his own disciples. Now, you see how people will make up stuff, and they're making it up on him. they'll sure make it up on you and I today. Especially the stronger we walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, the more they are going to make stuff up. But you know, that's all right. Because we know what it is, and the Lord knows. It's something we don't have to really worry about. We don't even have to think about it. We just need to pray for them. All right, verse 2. Though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. You see, we're being told right there, the little ones he baptized. He left Judea and departed again unto Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being worried with his journey, set thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. It's getting up in the evening. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. 8. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. See, he hadn't went with them. They went in to get some groceries for them so they could all eat. But on his journey, he had gotten thirsty. Now he was here at Jacob's well. Then he sat down there to rest. And here comes this woman to draw water. And he's asked her for a drink. Verse 9. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with Samaritans. Well, of course, we all know that from reading in the other four Gospels. They have no dealings with them at all, really. But this is Jesus. And he come not to be partial to no one. Now, 10. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. And that little above her head. 11. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Now what, that verse there, 14, what he's telling her is he is speaking about the Holy Spirit. Because that is what the word here even gives to you and I about the Holy Spirit. That it's a spring of living water that will flow from us as we are spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see? Now, 15. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. So you see, he knows all about her. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly. She's had five husbands. The one she's with now, he's not her husband. You see, Jesus knew all about her. So if you think you've got anything hid from him, you better be thinking again. And going to him and bringing it out in the open. And if it's something that shouldn't be, you better be asking for forgiveness for it. 19. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Now, verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. He's letting you and I know exactly how we are to worship the Lord our God. Now, we cannot worship him in the spirit if we don't have the spirit. That's why we are told to repent, be baptized, and get the gift of the Holy Spirit. We're told another place to seek for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, because that is the way that we can go and worship God in the Spirit. Now, that don't keep us from going to the Lord Jesus and repenting, putting our trust and our faith in him. No. But we've more yet to get done in and with our lives. Now, 25. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. You see, she has some knowledge. And yet she's a Samaritan. But in hearing the Jews around her talking and all, she has some knowledge. And Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. He's letting her know exactly who he is. 27. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman, yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and saith to the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, has any man brought him aught to eat? Oh, no, somebody bring him some while we were going to get it. Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. And we all, and let me say this, all that believe that you are a born-again child of God, you need to be busy finishing what God has asked of you. You won't get that finished until time for you to go home. But you need to be about that work, the work of the Lord God, not your work, but his work. Thirty-five. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. There are already a lot of mankind out there that is searching for things that needs you and I to bring to them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and tell them about him and about the Holy Spirit and about what they need to do in order to be able to make heaven their home. Now, he let them know things are all ready for harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. You see, when we can get those out of darkness brought to the light, then we can rejoice. But we can rejoice not only with ourselves, but also with the Lord Jesus Christ. 37. And herein is that saying true. One soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did. And he did, which we read. So when the Samaritans were coming to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. He stayed 2 days more with them. And many more believed because of his own word. They believed because of his own word. And said unto the woman, now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. But she had left him and went to spread the news about him and about him being Christ. 43. Now after 2 days, he departed thence and went into Galilee, for Jesus himself, prophet, has no honor in his own country. Now, if you're looking for honor and being well-liked, don't look for it around your own place. And as one that has been through a lot of that, I can tell you the truth of that. When you first accept the Lord Jesus Christ, and as you begin your change and begin to leave the old things and to hold on to new things, you're going to find a lot of them that were your friends are no longer your friends. They don't want you around. They don't want nothing to do with you. Now, 45. Then when he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast. For they also went unto the feast. You see, they were there while these things were going on, and they had seen. Now, 46. So Jesus came again into Canaan of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick, Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. That doesn't say what was the matter with him yet. Just said that he was at the point of death. 48. Then said Jesus unto him, except you see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. He's letting them know that that's the only reason a lot of them are believing, is they're seeing these signs and wonders that he is doing. And those that don't see him is not believing. The nobleman saith unto him, sir, come down ere my child die. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. He had went to get him to come with him. But Jesus told him, now, just a very few words. Go thy way. Thy son liveth. And the man believed him. And believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him. And he went his way. And as he was now going down His servants met him and told him, saying, "Thy son liveth." Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend, and they said unto him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him." So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, "Thy son liveth." He knew that it all, that the sickness left at that time. What kind of faith have you really got? How is your faith standing in believing the word of the living God? And himself believed, and his whole house. In other words, all of his household became believers. 54. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. And we have just finished with the fourth chapter there of the book of John. Now, there's a lot more to go through. So we're going to stop here for this evening. And we're going to pick up here in the morning, God willing, because we're going into chapter 5, and there's a lot more going on. I pray that you don't miss any of these studies as we go through the book of John, because there is so much here. But we'll not be in the book of John come morning. In the morning is Saturday. Saturday and Sunday we are going to be in the New Testament, and there we are in the book of Acts. We have been through we'll be in the book of 1 Corinthians. We finished the book of Acts and Romans. And we are now into the book of 1 Corinthians. And it also is loaded. But I would like for all of you that can to be with me through this book of John. I'll keep reminding you when we're going to be getting back into it, which will be next Wednesday. Because we got Saturday and Sunday, we're going to be in the New Testament. Monday and Tuesday we'll be in the Old Testament. And then Wednesday we'll be back in the four Gospels. Well, I pray that you have enjoyed this evening and that you've got something from this study that has made you a little stronger, and something that it has brought to your mind that you may have forgotten all about. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. We thank you for times that we can come together to share your word, Father, to learn more, and to be with each other in friendship, in love, and in truth, and with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Father, we are so thankful for what has been given to us. And we know that we stand in need of the Lord Jesus in our lives and the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the strength that he gives to us, Father, along with the knowledge and the hope of making heaven our home. And Father, we pray for Jerusalem and Israel. We pray for peace for them. But even more than that, Father, we pray for them and their acceptance of the Holy Spirit and the acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And Father, this land of ours turned its back on the Lord Jesus Christ and on your word. The church and your people. And they brought so much, our government has brought so much evil, Father, upon your people. We're praying now that those that are sitting in offices that's against you, against the church, against the Lord, Father, that they'll be removed from office and others to replace them that will love you, love the church, work with you and work with us to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, be with all of us. Keep us all in health and safe through this evening and tonight. May we rest in peace, Father, and wake in the morning refreshed and ready to be back into your word at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Father. Now, Father, we praise you. We praise thy holy name. We thank you, Father. Thank you for everything that you've done. We thank the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit for their work with us, for us. Father, hold us. Hold us, Father, in the hollow of your hand. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Well, God bless. Have a good evening and a good night. And be with me, God willing, in the morning. Good night, all.